Non-emergency operator 65. How can I help you?
Hi.
Hi.
Yesterday, on the 6th, right? Yeah, that was yesterday. There was a peaceful rally on 160th and 9th Avenue in the Ridgecrest neighborhood.
Which city is that?
Shoreline.
Okay.
And there was kids in the street, and we were riding on chalk. We were riding on the street in chalk when a man in a gray truck, accelerated up a hill attempting to hit the children, but luckily they were moved out of the way. And then he hit his car and got out and brandished a gun towards the kids and the parents.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay, so are you calling to report that?
Yes.
Okay, because we already have that information. Yeah, we addressed that yesterday.
But you didn't send people out when it happened, even though people called when it happened.
It was addressed. Officers came out. I don't know if they came out right as soon as that happened or when we got the first call, but did you – I don't want to send officers out when it's already been addressed. So did you have a question about it?
Yes, I did. This man had a gun and was weaponizing it towards children, and no action has been taken towards him.
How do you know? How do you know that?
Nothing has happened to this man. There has been no follow-ups. People have been trying to report this for a whole day, only to be hung up on.
Okay. All right, let me look into it. What is the address of I know it happened at a cross street. I remember there was a cross street, but I think one report had his address. So what was the address where it happened?
Let me get to it real quick. Okay, the address is 15829 9th Avenue Northeast, Shoreline, Washington.
Okay, let me look this up then. Let's see. Okay, that's not the address. That's not the address.
That's the address of the house he pulled into and went inside the house.
Okay. Let me try to find it here. Hold on. Let's see. What time of day did that happen?
Around 11 a.m.
Okay. All right. Let me look here. All right. So Shoreline around 11. Did you call yesterday?
No, but multiple people did, and I called last night.
Yeah, I spoke with multiple people, too, yesterday. Why can't I find this, though? Okay, let me look another way. District OB North Group is north. I'm going to look at just the north. calls here around 11. Okay, let's see. Okay, not that one. Not that one. Are you sure it happened around 11 o'clock?
Near 11 o'clock.
I just don't. I mean, I spoke with multiple people, and
I
remember it very well.
I have a video, and it has the timestamps on it. I can check.
Oh, perfect. Okay, yeah. No.
11:50. Like 11:50 and noon.
Oh, okay. All right, let's see. This was yesterday. Yep, 8-6. All right. So if it happened, okay, so that would mean we got the calls around 12-ish, probably. Okay, let me check this one. No. Okay, and then that one. Upper check, no. Shoreline. Oh, that's right. I think the first call came in. It was like, it had been like 45 minutes past. And I remember saying, wait a minute, this happened.
Someone called right after it happened. There were multiple people who called right after it happened.
Okay. Shoreline.
Nobody was sent out on site. Even though this man had a gun and was brandishing it towards children.
No, it's not that one. Goodness. I'm so sorry. I spoke with a couple people yesterday on this, but at this time, right now, I'm not able to find the actual detail. Let's see. Do you know his name?
No, but I know the homeowner's name.
Yeah. Goodness, let me see. Was it that one? Huh. I don't know where it went. Maybe was it later? Let's see. Richmond Studio. Let's see. What's that one? I'll for check there. Nope. And then Shoreline. Nope, not there. Densmore harassment. Maybe it was that one. Midvale. Okay. And this was it yesterday or the day before?
It was yesterday, August 6th. This man had intention to injure these children, including me and my friends. And the adults there, too. This is not dealt with seriously when people call.
Okay. So let me have you talk with my – I'm so sorry. I'm not finding it right now, even though I remember this very well. Let me have you talk with my supervisor, and maybe they can find it quicker. But I do know what you're talking about. But yeah. So so what were you calling about? What was your real – what was the question? Did you
– I'm trying to report it.
Okay.
Most
it was,
people have called.
It was reported, though.
Many people have called and said that nothing has happened, and they got hung up as soon as they mentioned the main details, like the location.
Okay, no, that I don't know about that, but... Okay, so it was reported, even though I cannot find it right now. Let me put you on a brief hold, okay?
Okay.
Okay, hold on. Okay. Thanks so much for holding. So let's see. You say that it happened at that address.
Yes.
Okay. Let me. So I can MI the detail and ask for up there, right there. Oh, that's right. It was like 160th and 9th.
Yes.
Okay. Here, let me look at that. That wasn't that. So, what is your name? And how do you spell your first name? Okay, and your phone number? Okay. Thank you. So, I will ask an officer to give you a call. because you wanted to report that he was, so you saw him brandishing a knife, a gun. It was a gun. And when you say brandishing, was he threatening people with it, or did he just have his hand on it?
Yeah, he had it visible. He wasn't, like, pointing it at people.
Okay, so...
But he was making it clear that he had it.
Okay. And so you just want to report that he put his hand on it and...
Yeah. There's pictures of his car and his license plate number. I don't have them. I can check if I have them. I don't think I do, but I'll check.
Okay. All right. I'll ask an officer to give you a call, okay?
Sorry. Okay.
I'll ask an officer to give you a call, okay?
Okay.
Okay, thank you. All right, bye-bye.
Thank you.